Blog Talk Radio.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material competitions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Hey, I picked this up today. It's a little, actually a couple days ago, a little funny skit here. I thought it was pretty funny, so I wanted to add it to the show right in the beginning of the show before we start talking all serious, you know? So go ahead and let's play that and tell me what you think, huh?
Oh, look at that. What, are you wiping the windows?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's nice and shiny.
Well, it's a 78.
Yeah, it's looking good. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's got original paint, too. And
yeah.
People that owned this thing before me must have put the thing away in its Long Island, New York garage every day of its life.
Oh, go figure. Look at that. Oh, look
for,
at that.
Got it for $700. It's real clean. You can work on it. It's whatever. The things are not packed real
right,
close
right,
together.
Right, right, right.
Still a lot of room to work on. So with
yeah.
that consideration,
right.
you know, I'll go.
You'll
you
still do it.
Park that $700.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Look at this. You know, when I see a car like this, first thing I do is I say, would you look at this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, would you look at that?
Yeah, well.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, there's a few more blemishes on the car.
Oh, my gosh.
The
just
car,
look at
the
it.
The car is not perfect.
Just look at it. Just look at it.
Yeah, well.
What the heck is that? Yeah. Oh, look at this. You got me running all around the
yeah.
car.
Yeah, the only point
oh, is would you look at that.
I'll put that
just
on.
Look at that.
I can't pull it out either. I'd have to drill it.
Would you just look
it
at it?
Yeah, it's sad. It's the only mark
I mean,
on the
just
car.
Look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, just get a look at that.
A cop did that.
A cop. Oh, where is he? I'd like to look at him.
Yeah, went over and tried to fight it.
Yeah.
They told me we're not required to post warnings here in New Jersey.
Oh, would you look at that.
It's
listen, I got pulled
state.
Over in Jersey twice for not wearing a seatbelt in the passenger
oh,
seat.
Oh, yeah.
In the passenger
oh,
seat.
Oh, really?
And got a $40 ticket.
Yeah,
I said, would you look at that?
The way they got
would
that
you
tax
look at that?
Generate-
would you look at it? I was so mad.
Basically, they got to earn their money the old-fashioned
yeah.
way.
Whenever a cop writes you out a ticket, the first thing you do is you take the ticket and you say, would you look at this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if I'd have done that, the cop did it and I wasn't there that night.
Yeah, you should have said, look at this, and that would have probably got you off if you told him to look
well,
at it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I went over there the first time to
look
fight
at this.
It.
Yeah, you got to look at it.
And
yeah.
The cop
look
wasn't
at this.
There.
Right, because he had to look at it first.
He didn't show up.
Yeah, because he had to look
time.
At it, because he had to look at this.
You know what the judge did?
He probably told you to look at it. He probably had to look at it and say, look at that.
And I asked him the second time I went.
And then
I figured I was just going to get off.
And then he said, look at it, right.
Me.
And he said, look at that.
And I asked the cop, where were you the last time?
He said, last time he said, look at this.
My guess is.
He probably did that. Oh, would you look at this? Oh, would you look at that? Oh, look at that. What an idiot. Would you look at this? Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
I'd have to drill it out. I've tried getting under here.
Oh, would you look at that? You got under? Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
To get from behind
look at that.
And you can't do it.
Oh, look at this. Look at that.
Yeah,
look
see,
at this.
And if you tell that to the cop, they're not going to give you any consideration.
Oh, look at this. You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Yeah, I looked at it as right, and I see, you know.
That's all you can do is just look at it. You got to watch the video. It's hilarious. I just had to put that in here. I just had to put that up there tonight. I know probably some of you are probably saying, what the hell is that? But if you watch the video, it's funny as hell. And really, you listen to that key phrase, would you just look at that? Look at that. Look at that. Really, you can use that word to answer anybody's question. Look at that. Well, you just got to look at it. But anyway, the guy finally looked at it. All right. Anyway, my name is Joseph Gibson, cast from Greensboro, North Carolina, on Blog Talk Radio Live. Not like the other phony shows on Blog Talk Radio. And the reason why I say that, last night I went scanning the airwaves for a couple hours, you know, just to listen to other shows to see what they're talking about. And I found one particular show. I went in the chat box, and I was very polite. I said, hey, how you doing? And they were talking about the New World Order, actually, and one of the subjects I like to talk about. Well, I asked them a question, and they yelled at me. They said, you're getting off topic here. You know, nobody's interested in that. I said, well, hang on a second. There's a chat room. I want to talk about this. It's the sub. And they booted me off. They blocked me from the chat room. Well, I listened to the show, and obviously they're a cult. Reason why I don't want to put that out there right away, I want to explain it first. They had their own little clique of people that were talking, and it seemed like kind of like a David Koresh type of deal. You know, they were like a family type of group. Well, the title of the guy's show is John the Baptist. Okay, he thinks he's a prophet. So, you know, so it's a little bit of a cult thing. And it's like an inner circle. So outsiders, when they visit the show, you are allowed to listen, but if you want to make a comment, they boot you off. And I noticed that with a lot of shows, on Blog Talk Radio, that if you try to ask a question, they don't let you ask any questions. They don't let you on. And that's why, like Mike out in Wisconsin said, this show's going to be great. We're going to really succeed because, you know what? We have an open platform. We have all types of different viewpoints. We allow everyone to have their say. We don't interrupt. We don't censor anybody. Some of those talk shows out there on the internet. See, the internet alternative. You have to understand what we're doing here. This is alternative media. This isn't mainstream media. This is internet/radio podcast, where you can download these broadcasts or listen through your smartphone, iPhone, and you can also go over the internet and listen. You can listen through Skype. Now, there is a radio signal for this show that does broadcast. However, they select the shows they want to broadcast live, okay, and that's out in California. I believe the station is 94.7. That's why they call it Blog Talk Radio, okay? So we are on the radio, technically, okay? And we're definitely on the internet, and we are podcast, and the shows are archived worldwide. Point of it is there's so many different shows out there. If you go on the internet and you look up Blog Talk Radio, all these strange topics, all these people talking, and a lot of them are felonious. They're fake. And they're ruining the alternative media experience. because, you know, what I've always preached is alternative media is where you're going to receive the truth. Okay? You're not going to get the truth from CNN. You're not going to get the truth from Fox News. That's your cable TV. Those networks are owned by billionaires. Okay? Those people are told what to say, and if they don't say it, they'll be fired. Nobody's telling me what to say here tonight. I don't have a script in front of me. I'm talking to you like I was having a conversation with somebody. So that's called creativity. Okay? So sometimes I get stuck and I don't know what to say. Like when I was up in Connecticut, I wasn't in my office. I was up in Connecticut broadcasting about a week and a half ago, and I really didn't know what to say because I didn't have my news stories in front of me. I didn't have access to the internet, and I didn't have all my notes, and I was kind of out of my element. And it was very difficult. But thanks to my supporters, they called in and helped me out. And actually, that show received a lot of hits, a lot of views. Now, somebody explained to me what hits really are, and I understand that. But at the same time, it also says live listens, and we had a lot of live listeners. And like I said, I went to the YMCA and worked out Walling for Connecticut, and a lot of people came up to me, which were my nephew's friends who are in high school, said, "Hey, you're that guy on the radio. Hey, you're Alex's uncle? Yeah, I listened to your show a couple nights ago, that Walmart thing," you know. So people are listening. I was surprised. I was actually happy that my nephew, you know, promoted my show to all his friends. And they actually listened. They told me right to my face. So that's great. And I know a couple of them are listening tonight because they told me they were gonna. So the support is awesome. And like Mike out in Wisconsin stated about a week and a half ago, this show is going to really be a self-help show. We're really going to help benefit the community and maybe, who knows, maybe the country. You never know. You know, I know we can help out individuals because I always put in the show description, if you have a story to share or if you have something on your mind, call in and speak your piece. But you see, let me get to the bottom line here so I don't drag this out. Those other shows on Blog Talk Radio, like I told you, they censor people. They don't let them on. So when I advertise this show, people don't believe me. Because if you've experienced a Blog Talk Radio experience and you go across the internet and you click on these websites and all these shows, a lot of it's a bunch of nonsense, but even good topics. You're not allowed to participate. You're only allowed to listen. And that's not right, even when you go to the chat boxes, the chat rooms. Like I told you last night, I was kicked off for expressing my opinion. When he kicked me off, I tried calling into the show. I actually had to wait on hold for 30 minutes before I got frustrated and hung up. What I'm trying to say is these other shows out there, you're giving alternative media a bad name. Alternative media is alternative media, meaning that we're trying to bring the facts to people around the world. And some of us have entertainment qualities. Some of us have newsworthy qualities. But all this other, but when you start acting like Fox and CNN, acting like you're going to censor someone or you're going to, you know, I can understand if somebody came on the show and started swearing and threatening people and talking silly. Of course. You have to use common sense, which we do really lack in America today, common sense. But that's beside the point. What I'm trying to say is, again, alternative media is very important today because eventually the government's going to shut it down. They're going to regulate it. They're going to tax it. And let me tell you, the only people then who are going to be on here talking to you are the big billionaires, and they don't care about you. So take advantage of this show and other shows like mine in the alternative media platform worldwide and speak your mind. What's on your mind? No issue is too small and no issue is too large for us to analyze and help each other out with. It does, like I said, I don't censor anyone. When I click on that question mark, I don't know what the hell you're going to say. Okay? I don't screen callers. I don't find out what you're going to ask and then kick you off. I let everyone come through live. Now, if I see you're acting like an idiot or you're going to say something silly or confrontational, then, of course, it's my duty and obligation to the other listeners to be polite and and block you. But if you're saying something, you know, that you truly believe in and you're debating, then by all means, go right ahead. That's why I always say this is an open platform for everyone to participate. Now, every show, I do a little introduction, and then, you know, I try to set the outline for the show. If people don't call in, I'll continue to, if people don't press 1 and want to talk to me, then I'll continue on talking. But I always like to set kind of like a framework, a outline for the show that night, you know. And like I said, as the future goes on, we're becoming more stable. Like I told you the past couple days, I've been formulating a schedule because I've received a lot of emails with questions. Hey, you know, one night you're on at 5:30, one night you're at 9 o'clock. You want me to listen for you, to support you, but you drive me crazy here. So I understand. So that's why I had to know what I was doing first to formulate a plan. I had to feel the waters. I had to go out there and see what was going on. So, like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're going to broadcast at 7 p.m., okay? Friday night, we're going to broadcast at 11 p.m. Some of you are saying, oh, that's too late. Well, there's a lot of other people out there that like listening at night. I noticed that last night. And then don't forget, people on the West Coast or even farther out in Hawaii, they're 4 hours behind me in my time. So when I broadcast at 11, it's really 7 and 8 out there. Okay, so Friday night's a late night. All right, Sunday night we'll always do prime time. It'll be 8:30. I'm going to stick with the 8 o'clock range because Sunday night, usually most people are at home. So I think that's really great. And on Mondays, I want to do something different. Okay? I want to do a lunchtime show. I want to do it at 12 noon or 11 a.m. I haven't decided if it's going to be 11 or 12. Okay? I'm thinking about talking about sports on Mondays. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Because I do like sports. I do like football. Football season is around the corner. I was thinking about calling that show the Monday Morning Quarterback. You know, and we'll analyze Sunday's games. There's a lot of sports fans out there, and, you know, we got to mix it up. If we can bring all types of crowds into this show, I think that's a good thing. Even if you're not interested in sports, so what? A lot of other people then will listen on that day, and then they follow us through the week. So that's what I've been doing the past 48 hours. I've been trying to formulate a schedule, and that's what I just wanted to lay that out here tonight on the air live for my supporters who are listening tonight. I know you are, and I thank you. And your feedback and opinions are very important, and I do take it into consideration. And most times I really do listen to what you have to say, and even if it's against my own ways of doing things, because without you, there is no show, like I always say. So that's what I want to do. And I really like that Monday morning thing because during the day, lunch. Lunchtime's good. A lot of people, you know, log on to the internet or listen to the radio or log on to their smartphone or their iPhone and they scan the Blog Talk Radio at lunchtime during their lunch hour. So I think that's good. And especially a day after Sunday football. People could, you know, everyone wants to talk about that, the weekend sport, especially during football season. So I think that's what I'm going to do, and I appreciate feedback on that. You know, we got to mix it up. I'm not going to lay out one platform and say this is the way it's going to be. If you don't like it and you call in, I'm going to kick you off like that guy did last night. Go back and search him, listeners. His show is called John Baptist. Yeah, he's really John the Baptist. You can already tell he's a kook right off the bat. Okay. But I wanted to hear what he was talking about. Well, they discriminated against me last night and kicked me off. Well, I'm talking about your show right here now live on the air, and that's not right. You call yourself a Christian reading from the Bible, you should be ashamed of yourself. All I was asking was a biblical question, and you kicked me off. You didn't want to hear anything I had to say, so shame on you. And you're giving alternative media and the internet internet media and podcasts a bad name. In my opinion, that's what I really do believe because we have to speak the truth, search for the truth. Otherwise, we could fall for anything and everything like George Washington said in his farewell address. If anyone wants to participate tonight, I'll go ahead and lay it out there, but otherwise I'm going to talk a little while longer. I have, in the next few days, some really good special programming coming on. And actually, what I'm going to be doing is we're going to be conducting interviews. We're going to also have people call into this show, others than my supporters, and we're going to interview them. I'm actually going to be interviewing in the next couple of weeks. They're supposed to be getting back to me, the public affairs officer from the Greensboro Police Department. I reached out to them today, and what we're going to ask, what we're going to talk about is the rise in crime in the Triad area in North Carolina. So that affects North Carolinians, and that's very important. I'm going to probably end up talking to the officer from the gang and narcotics unit. So we're going to put him on the air, and we're going to ask him a lot of questions. So that's going to be interesting. That's in, within the next couple of weeks. He promised me that he will come on. I contacted him. Okay? I've also contacted someone from the Board of Education. I would like to put him on the spot and ask him questions about what kids are being taught and why the curriculum is being brought forth the way it is today towards children. Why are our children not learning what they should be learning? Okay, his secretary said he would like to come on this program, and I asked, I told him what I was about. Probably listening tonight, listening to me, but I would like truth and answers, and I want to know what our kids are being taught. For someone from the Board of Education to come on this show would be really great, and I hope my supporters would call in and ask questions. So if he is listening tonight, that's great, and I hope you do call me back within the next couple of weeks so we can get you booked on this show. Like I said, I'm out there working for you, and we have got to get people out there talking, because the only way we're going to reach people's hearts and minds and souls is if we communicate with them. If they don't know we're here talking about them, then they have no idea that we are talking about them, if you know what I mean. So what I wanted, like I said, a lot of people have a lot to say. They have a lot to talk about. They have a lot to offer. Just like Joe and Meriden. I would like to do a show in the future talking about health issues. Foods that we eat. I got two emails from two listeners. It was from a show last week. They had questions about something he had stated. I'll have to read them. I don't have them now, but they want to. People are very interested in healthy products today, healthy foods. I mean, after all, what are we facing in society today? I think it's like 68% of our society is on prescription medication. For one form of sickness to another, whether it's heart trouble, psychological trouble, back trouble, heart medicate, all this stuff. So that would be great in the future for someone knowledgeable. And I actually did contact someone also today from a health food store fair in Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay. It's the sales. I think she was the sales manager. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that. But I asked her if she'd be willing to come on and talk about what they sell at the Earth Fair store and why their grocery store is healthier to buy from than your local nationalized chains around the country. I have shopped at Earth Fair, but I'd also like to know why their store is more expensive. A lot of people complain about that. So that's what I've been working on for the future. For you, my supporters, and other listeners that tap in here and there. So I've got someone who's already pressed one. They want to get on. So I'm going to go ahead and shut up now and put them on. Thank you for listening. Okay, you're on the air.
Hey. Hello, this is Joe from Connecticut. Is it me?
Yes. It's you.
Well, it's hard to tell. All you hear is a beep, you know?
No, I know. I understand.
Hey, you're going to town with all your investigative journalist stuff, you know.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that's the way to go. What's going to happen, though, is, see, you're going to step on too many toes, and then we're not going to hear from you anymore because they're going to buy you off to shut you up.
Nobody's going to buy me off, trust me.
Well, that's what happens. What's going to happen first, though, is... What's going to happen first, though, is you're going to receive all kinds of threats and emails and all kinds of stuff. People will come to the house. Trust me, it happens. It happens all the time when you start stepping on too many toes.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate the advice. I don't really think I'm stepping. I'm not really criticizing anyone. I'm pulling people on to offer educational tools. I mean, competition Like, for instance, I told you about the Earth Fare store. Why should people shop at a healthy food store than these national chains? Yes, that will probably step on the toes of those stores that sell the junk food. However, then serve better products, sell better products, give better prices. It's competition. Competition is what makes America strong. And asking someone from the Greensboro Police Department to come on here and talk about, you know, violence and crime and what the community should be on the lookout for concerning gangs, I don't think that's stepping on anyone's toes. But I understand your point and what you're getting at. And eventually, if I get larger down the road, that's the price you pay. But you know what? If you're doing the right thing and you're standing up for the right thing and you're talking the truth, you know what? The good will always prevail over the bad, one way or the other. And truth always comes out first and on top, other than lies. Lies are always told first, but you can never remember a lie, and they're eventually forgotten about. But truth will always be remembered.
Well, there's a little bit of truth in every lie. And I'm going to rant for about a minute or so.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
This is only my opinion, and the information I'm giving you, you can check out for yourself. And it's just the way I heard it or just the way I read it. So it's only my opinion.
Okay.
You know, you talked to me last night, and you asked me, what can people do, you know, right away to make their health better? Well, I thought of one thing today. And the easiest thing that anybody could do in their house is burn a piece of toast. Yeah, it sounds funny, but, you know, carbon, activated carbon. You use it for water filters, you use it for air filters, you use it for all kinds of filters, because carbon is the most scavenging molecule around. It attaches itself to everything. So if you burn some toast and you eat that black burnt toast that everybody scrapes off, I don't, because that's the first piece I take. You can put good butter on it if you want, not margarine, for God's sake, because margarine is only one molecule away from a piece of plastic, and eat the burnt toast, and the carbon will actually do you good, absorb toxins, and you'll poop them out in the toilet. So that's for the what you can do real quick. Now let's talk about Earth Fare. There's an organization down in North Carolina. I believe they're in Moxville, North Carolina. Their names are Sarah and Thomas Kane. They run a website called healthwise.org. That's HELTHWYZE. They were in Earth Fare. They were actually publishing their own magazine, and they were stating natural remedies and truths. And the big companies got a hold of what they're doing, and they got kicked out quicker than you could say goodbye. And you
really
can go to their website. You can go to their website. They have all the audios. I think they got like 38 episodes now, and you can listen to them all. And they talk about what happened as well.
Well, what do you think happened? I mean, you said they were like criticizing. I remember you mentioning this in the past. But what, I mean, do you think the big grocery stores like Stop and Shop, Food Lion, Kroger's, what did they do? You mean they kind of like singled them out and kind of kicked them out of the store? Or, I mean, I don't understand. Earth Fare corrupt?
I don't think Earth Fare is corrupt. I think they're a business. They're there to make a profit. Is it healthy and is it good? Is it healthy and is it good stuff? It's probably better than what you're going to get in your grocery store. But you have to realize, when you take a vitamin pill that's, you know, hard, you know, you've got glue holding that together. They don't care what you ingest. When they make capsules, you know, yeah, you can buy veggie capsules and everything that's made out of pig's feet and everything like that, and that's probably not so bad. But in order to get your compounds, your herbs and everything into those capsules, they have to put flowing agents into the machine. They put wood and a couple others that I can't remember off the top of my head, which are toxic. That's why you get a lot of people, they don't take care of themselves throughout their lives. And the body is very resilient, and it overcomes all kinds of stuff. But when you start eating this nonsense stuff day after week after year after decade, you get a buildup. You get a body burden of it, and people get sick. Oh, I'm going to take vitamins. Well, you know, taking vitamins may be good, but you can't take a handful of them every day because they're just loaded full of toxins. So you have to be careful on what you're taking. And going back to Earth Fair, they're in business to make a dollar. They don't want anybody scaring off any potential customers. I've been to Earth Fair on Battleground Avenue a couple times. They sell bulk herbs, and they sell lots of good stuff. They also sell lots of bad stuff. That's why I said last night, you have to do your own research to find out what's good and what's bad. And that's how it goes. And like I said, the problem is you've been doing this for decades, and now you're sick. Don't think you're going to get better in 6 months or a year. So you have to mind your P's and Q's throughout your lifetime. You know, they say smoking's bad. Badder than what? You know, if I drank 20 cans of Coke a day for 50 years, do you think I'd be sitting here talking to you now? Well, I've smoked 20 cigarettes a day for 50 years, and I'm still talking to you now. I grow my own tobacco sometimes here in Connecticut, and I grow other herbs, and I make my own smokes, and I smoke those, and I try all kinds of stuff, and that's how I learn, by trying stuff. And there's a big difference on the body between ingesting an herb and smoking an herb. And, you know, in order to find out what it is, you have to try it, or you have to talk to someone who's actually done it.
How many years would you say you've been studying this, these health foods and these medicines and stuff, as a hobby on your own? Because you don't practice medicine, but how many years would you say you started, like, noticing and started really getting into that subject?
Well, I've been studying them and trying to learn about them for 30 or 40 years, but I've only been actually doing it myself for probably 15. And it's a drawn-out process. You know, if you want your own herbs and everything, you have to throw down seeds, and they have to grow. You know, sometimes you're talking 2 or 3 years, you know, and you could actually make yourself a nice income. You know, down in North Carolina, I've seen lots of land. If you have a nice south-facing bank that's partially covered or whatever, you could get some Panax ginseng seeds or whatever, throw them down, and in 5 years you could have a crop of Panax ginseng, and I don't know what they get for $4 an ounce. You know, I mean, and the longer it stays in the ground, the more you're going to get for it. And they got stuff that comes from China that goes for a fortune.
Yeah, true. I mean, Go ahead. Well, what I wanted to ask you is, like you said, I told you last night, you know, there's some people out there listening who know what you're talking about, and they're into those types of things, but there's also people have no clue what a healthy, or like milk, they don't know what healthy milk is. They think just because it says organic on the grocery store, that's great, that's organic, but if you read the label, it has the same exact ingredients as the other milk that is non-organic. I mean, can you give anyone any advice when they're in the grocery store? Like you always say, read what's on the label. But even that is deceiving, and it tricks people into believing that it's healthy, but it really is not. Like you said, from concentrate, not from concentrate. Very important terms when you're buying apple juice or something like that, or orange juice. But what about the other foods? I mean, how do you decipher what is healthy on the label than what is not? Because everything is trickery.
I know in North Carolina, raw milk is illegal. In South Carolina, it used to be legal. I don't know if it is anymore. In Connecticut, raw milk is illegal. In Wisconsin, raw milk is illegal. So if you're going to buy milk, first of all, homogenized milk. The problem with homogenized milk is that in order to homogenize it, they spin it so that the cream doesn't separate from the milk. Because years ago, we used to get our milk delivered by the milkman. You bring it in, and the cream was on the top. You could take the cream off, and you could use it for cream. You could make butter out of it if you wanted to, and then you'd have milk below it in the bottle. And it all came in glass bottles. Being homogenized, it gets into your body, and it causes scarring of your arteries. And that's where you have a problem with cholesterol. Cholesterol isn't a problem. You see, we're taking pills to lower the cholesterol because you have a cholesterol buildup, and it's causing blood clots. But that's not the problem. And that's the problem with our allopathic doctors. They don't treat the cause of anything. They treat the symptoms. And by taking pills to treat symptoms, you're not fixing the cause. And that's the problem. And it's not their fault, because that's what they're taught, because our government won't let them fix the problem. Because, like I said before, we want a paying customer coming back every couple of months. We don't want to cure them and have never see them again. So that's the lowdown with milk.
Okay. All right, well, that's good, because milk is, you know, a lot of people, dairy products are an important part of people's diets, obviously, especially in the mornings.
Dairy is not one of the major food groups. If you look on any one of those posters you see, it's the Dairy Council that makes those posters. That's why milk is part of one of the major food groups. But I believe, first of all, I've said it before, man only knows 4% of what there is to know. Doctors in the late 50s and everything used to prescribe cigarettes, as a prescription. They don't do that anymore. So evidently we're learning as we go along. And with only knowing 4% now, we have a lot to learn. So even what I say, who knows what I say is accurate or not? Because next week, next month, next decade, things may change.
Yeah, man is learning as he goes along, but yet we're learning more and more, but we're getting sicker and sicker and dying younger and younger. So can you explain that? it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you see, dying younger and younger, and it's health care. I don't know. You know, if you call laying in a bed in a hospital, being force-fed and prescriptions, pumped into you for years on end as a life, I don't think that's health care, really. I mean, I've got insurance to go to the doctor. Like I said, I went to the doctor once in the last 10 years, and when I went in, and, there's a sign on the wall. If I have insurance, it costs me $175 for my physical. If I didn't have any insurance, it would be $65. Go figure. What's with this? They have to put up with all the nonsense from the insurance companies, and I have to pay for it. And to make matters worse, after they got their $175, they called me back 3 months later and they wanted another $38. So there's something wrong with the whole system. Nobody really knows what's going on. You can't get a straight answer out of anybody for anything.
Yeah, that's true. Everything's true. Like I said, everything is trickery. It's all. You just don't know what to believe. Like Mike out in Wisconsin. Last night talked about his dad in Florida. He's getting solicitations from telemarketers or someone claiming to be the state police saying, donate money, and once you give them that debit card or that credit card, they latch onto it, and they'll suck everything dry. Never, never give your banking information to anybody, even if you know who they really are. Do not ever, ever give your banking information over the telephone or even face-to-face to anyone. That is your own private information. No one should ever be privy to your bank account or your routing numbers or checking account numbers or your expiration date on your debit card, anything for that matter, especially those last three digits. I mean, the three security, there's three digits on the back of every card. It's a security code. Everyone wants that today. And if they have that security code, they have your entire account. Right, Joe?
You're absolutely correct. And if they want to see your card in a store, you hold it in your hand and show it to them, because they could very easily, get the numbers from when they swipe it. And if you got somebody that has a halfway decent memory, they can remember the numbers off the back of it. I want to mention a little bit about your concentrates and everything. You see, I talked about before that our government is run by a shadow government, and we've got these people in there that do favors for one another so they can get these laws passed. Yeah, organic. When it says all organic, all organic can be a brand name. It could be. I'm not saying it is. So it doesn't mean anything. And they've lobbied Congress and everything to have only a certain percentage of organic material and anything that they can list as all organic. And when you see 100% apple juice from concentrate, water, high fructose corn syrup, it, That tells you that there's three ingredients. But what they don't have to tell you, and the government allows you, is they don't have to tell you what was in the concentrate. It could be sodium benzoate. It could be high fructose corn syrup. It could be anything, and they don't have to tell you. So, you know, what we really need is, like I said, we need legal counsel to go after, you know, the companies, the government, with letters and things.
We need truth in advertising. That's what we need, truth in advertising.
If you really want to fix this country, there's only two things we need. We need truth in advertising and truth in lending, because lending is a scam just as advertising is a scam. Because when you walk into a bank, and like I said before, first of all, you don't go into a bank to get a mortgage. You go into the bank to give a mortgage. But when you walk into the bank and you get a mortgage, that money doesn't exist until you sign your name on the note, and then it is created. So there's no truth in lending.
Yeah. And you know, most people, they cannot comprehend what you just said. They cannot. They do not understand.
It gets a little worse because when Alex was on, when I told him when he gets out, he could be a good person, not a good citizen. I'm sure people heard that too, and nobody knows what I'm talking about, but that's the truth. There is a big difference.
That's right. And many people, they've already lived their lives, or they're elderly, and they don't, who cares anymore? Hey, listen, you need to care about the younger people out there who are just starting out. You're role models. The elderly are role models. Yes, you've been wronged by this system. This system is so screwed up. I remember I went to a meeting about 3 years ago. It was a meeting, the Restore America plan. Remember, I believe we had a conversation about that many times. And this 92-year-old man stood up, it was a room of about 50 people. And he stood up and he said, "I'm 92 years old, and I've never seen my country more screwed up than it is now." That's pretty darn sad for a 92-year-old man to say that. What's that say? We need to get off our ass and do something, whether it's sending out emails or doing what you're doing, Joe and Meredith. We're on the airwaves. We're telling people good things. And if everyone did that instead of being on Facebook posting selfies of each other and going on cruises and spending money that they don't have and robbing Peter to pay Paul, maybe we can have some sort of awakening in this country and we can make this place a little bit better for all of us to live in. You know?
Well, I think that your last sentence is exactly what it's all about. This is America. This is supposed to be America. Make this place a little bit better. That's what we're trying to do. I think the system we have is a good system. The problem is it's being abused, and abused. And all fiat currencies, like our money is a fiat currency, they all go down in time. And the only reason why ours has stood up so far is because we're the reserve, a world reserve currency. Now, if we keep letting these politicians and everything do what they do, it's just a matter of time before it fails. But like I say, it is a good system. It works. Look at everybody's getting food stamps. Everybody's getting Social Security. I mean, you can go to the hospital. You can get care and everything. And in lots of other countries, all you get is your head chopped off. So it is a good system. The thing is, the system is being taken advantage of, and that's what's got to change.
Well, you're actually correct, and you hit the nail on the head. You really set a real solution there. If we keep allowing these politicians to screw things up, like you said, let's go prior to that. You said the United States dollar is the world's reserve currency. Because let me tell you something, we don't manufacture anything in America anymore. We don't have quality jobs anymore, but we have the dollar. And all the world loves the American dollar. But if we let these politicians keep making America look like a joke, they're going to dump that U.S. dollar and go someplace else. And then you're going to have a real economic collapse.
Then we're going to have another Greece.
And that's
what's going to come to real soon if we're not careful. The taxpayers are going to bail out the government with their savings. That's what's going to happen.
That's correct. And we could talk about that in the future. But I got 336-349. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hang on. I'm connecting you now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
This is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
All right, how you doing?
And
Hi, Bridget.
Wanted to reply to something that you had already talked about the food. And
yep.
I agree, the food labels are very deceptive because when they say natural flavor, you know, you have no idea what they mean by that. And people will be surprised.
Well, I can tell you what they mean by that. Natural flavor. Natural flavor means if it came from a plant or anything like that at any time in the future, it can be natural flavor. Now they could have taken that and they could have mixed it with all kinds of chemicals, modified it, heated it, cooled it, and everything else, but it's still natural flavor. And
yeah.
it also means all kinds of other chemicals too, which we won't go into. But it is
yeah.
deceptive. And I don't want to interrupt, but I wanted to get that in there. Go ahead, Bridget.
No, that was good. That was a good point. Go ahead, Bridget.
But, you would be surprised at what the FDA considers a natural flavor. I can point out one example. The FDA actually considers castoreum a natural flavor. And when I tell you what that is, you'll probably be grossed out. It's actually secretions from the anal gland of a beaver.
Oh, my Lord.
And that's actually in their category. So when a food label says natural flavors, you know, you have to wonder about it because they can say natural flavors. They don't have to tell you that they're putting that in there, so you would never know you were eating it.
I have one more thing to say about natural flavors. Natural flavors and natural food. You know what cows and bulls do on the ground? That's all natural, but you don't see me eating it.
And like someone told me once, you know, like I had an argument with a doctor. Yeah, fluoride is good in a little bit. Well, you know what? So is urine. If you take one little drop of urine and put it in your glass of soda, it's not going to hurt you, right? But that doesn't matter. It's still you understand what I'm saying? The analogy here.
Yeah, that was a Kevin Trudeau statement right there. They were trying to tell him that a little bit of fluoride was good for him, and he said, "Well, you wouldn't mind if I just take a drop of urine and drop it in your coffee now? You wouldn't mind that at all, but it's just a little bit."
Right. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of coffee, Starbucks, they use red dye in a lot of their coffee drinks, like the flavored coffee drinks, like the Frappuccinos, and it's actually made from crushed beetles. So there's bugs in your coffee drinks, people.
Yeah. Those beetles that are red and everything, they also make varnish out of those beetles. So if you're going to get varnish for your house, yes, that's what varnish is made out of, some sort of crushed beetle. I don't think every kind of varnish is, but lots of them are. Crushed beetles, that's where it gets the color from, yes. And what they're doing now is, I've been doing a little research and investigation on ethanol and alcohol, brandies and wines and champagnes and things of that nature. And, you know, most French brandies sit for 50 years before they get sold on the shelf. So when they make a 55-gallon drum or a 90-gallon drum of brandy, you don't see it in the stores for a half a century. So what they're doing is they're coming up with ways to dye it so it looks good and get the taste so it tastes good.
Wow. Interesting. A grocery store is a part of every American's lives. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's a part of our lives, whether it's once a week or every day of the week. Every American goes to one of our grocery stores or stores that sell food sometime throughout the course of every month, right? So why should that not be something that we should know everything about, but yet none of us really do know anything about the products on the shelves that we're buying? So that is very important, like you said, Joe, is that we need to really take some sort of initiative and study these products and what's really in them. And like I asked you, trickery and deception. You just don't, people say, well, you know what, the hell with it. I'm going to die anyway. Do you think that's a good attitude to take?
No, it's not a good attitude to take. And a little bit about your food from the grocery store. When you get it in a can, that can is lined with plastic, and it used to contain BPA as of two or three or four years ago. And what they do is, in order to pasteurize it, they heat the ingredients in the can to kill the bacteria. And so, therefore, some of that BPA leaches off into the food. I don't know where you come from, but they've stopped handing out cash register receipts. You know those thermal ones that when you get your receipt, you leave it in your car, it fades away so you can't read it in a week? Well, it's the same thing on those receipts. And something about beans in cans. Yeah, something about beans in cans. You know, they say that's a musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. Well, if you drain the water out of the beans and cook or heat the beans in fresh water, you'll generally have less gas, because what happens is the bacteria in the water is what causes the problem out of the beans and everything. So whoever's listening, give it a try next time and see if it helps.
Why do you think they put fluoride in the public city water, knowing it's not good for us? Why do they do this?
I don't know why.
In your opinion.
Oh, God. Well, you know, the Nazis gave fluoride to the prisoners to make them dumb and stupid and willing. And that's what fluoride supposedly does to people. It makes them docile, so they're easily controllable. And maybe that's their goal. From what I know, fluoride that they're putting in the waters is a very toxic waste product of the aluminum industry. And it's so toxic that's the only way they really can get rid of it without a large cost.
Sure. And recently I was up in Connecticut, and I was at my grandmother's home, and I took a glass of water from her faucet, and I could see the chunks of whatever the heck it was floating around. You know, and it was, like, not clear. You see, I live out in the country. I have a well. I have natural water coming from the ground. And when I was up in my grandmother's log cabin in New Hampshire, she had a spring. So all the rain that came down from the sky into the ground filtered through the spring, and that's what we drank and took a bath with, real rainwater. I have water from the earth. But my grandmother, she has city water from a water plant, okay? And I took that glass of water, and it almost made me throw up, to be honest with you. What the heck? I mean, how do people in the city avoid that?
Well, first of all, they send around water tests every year. And, you know, they tell you what's in your water, the lead and everything else. But, of course, they only tell you what they're testing for. So they're not telling you that there's Viagra in it. They're not telling you that there's antifreeze in it. They're not telling you anything that they don't test for. So you're just getting a piece of the pie with their tests on what you're really drinking. But the chlorine that they put in the water, now you got to look at it from a couple different angles, I guess. Of course, there is other ways to filter water. You would do it the same way, you know, Mother Nature does it. You would do it not with reverse osmosis. You would do it with osmosis. Osmosis means running something through something. In other words, a waterfall falling over the edge of a cliff going through the air would be considered osmosis, because it's going through the air and the air is cleaning the water. But chlorine is killing the bacteria in the water, but the chlorine is also killing you. So what would you rather die from, cryptosporidium or something else in the water, or have a real slow death from the chlorine? Yeah, I guess you got to pick your poison very carefully. But what they do here in Connecticut is, during the week the water tastes bad. But what I think they do is, when they go home on Fridays and no one's there for Saturdays and Sundays, they pump large amounts of chlorine into the pipes, because it really reeks on the weekends. This way, when everybody calls to complain, there's nobody there to answer the calls, I guess.
True, very true. Well, Joe, as usual, the knowledge of your the hobbies that you have, you know, trying to eat healthy and studying this stuff, really helped out a couple people. I got one message from somebody, and actually he wants to come on tomorrow night. He probably, you know, he says he's willing to come on tomorrow night, and he's been studying herbs and natural remedies to, you know, help, you know, stuff like what you study as a hobby, and he wants to ask you a couple questions. So he said he may be willing to come on tomorrow night or sometime next week, so We're going to have to hook up and get a couple people on here talking about this, because this is a very important subject. With all the sickness out there, and people are pretty soon not going to get the medical care with this Obamacare. You know, we need to eat health.
Well,
you are what you eat.
That's true. And you have to remember, all the callers and everybody that wants answers, I had a real bad head injury about a decade ago. You're going to ask me a question. I may not have an answer. But then again, I may think about it after the show, and it'll come to me. And that's about the best I can say. I'm not an expert, and I only know what I know. So I'm happy to listen to your questions, but if I can't answer them, I can't answer them.
That's right. Hey, that's right. Hey, you do it as a hobby, and you do it in your leisure time. You're not a doctor. You're not practicing anything, because that's what doctors do. They practice, and I don't want them practicing on me.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it'll only take a second, then you can close the show if you want. And like Bridget said, she was talking about, if you do more research, all you got to do is look. You'll find out that you're being deceived from the word go with what you're consuming. You know, the gluten in the bread, you know, that's one of the bad things. Why do you think they called it glue? Take a piece of bread, get it wet, crump it up in a ball, and come back to it. You know, it gets hard as a rock, and you can't do anything with it. And don't think that whole wheat bread is better for you, because it's not, because they put stuff in there, too. You know, I make my own bread, and you get a loaf of bread. You know, you may get 3 or 4 days out of a loaf of bread before you have to throw it away. Why is it that you can buy store-bought bread? It'll sit on your table for a month, and, you know, and you still eat it, because it's all about the dollar, I guess. I'm not trying to knock the bread. It's all about a dollar. But, you know, again, we'll go back to my original statement. You get a body burden of this over years throughout your lifetime, and most people die from it, and they just don't even know what killed them.
That's right. Hey, you're right. Well, Joe, thank you for supporting the show. I appreciate it. And, yeah, you're right. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close it out, because I only put it as 90 minutes in case we went over, but we can go ahead and close it out in an hour. And like I said, I hope everyone took advice tonight from what I had to say and what the contributors had to say. And like I said in the beginning, all you phonies out there, you know, shame on you, because, you know what, we're telling the truth here, and we're just trying to help everyone out. And, hey, what else would we be doing right now if you were not listening to this show? What would you really be doing as of right now? Would you be doing something constructive, or would you just be wasting time that you can never get back? So think about that. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
I have one more thing to add before you go.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One more thing. It just came to me. No, that's okay. It's about your show schedule. It's good you're breaking up the times the way you are, and you should also remember that the farther east you go, the later the time it is. So if you get somebody in England, it's 5 hours later. So if you get somebody farther east, it's even later than that. So, you know, even a 9 a.m. show at times may be good for other people, and it's just a thought.
Well, I appreciate that, and I've taken your advice. That's why we're going to keep some prime time slots to the middle of the week, but like I said, I want to do a Monday morning show, and I want to do a midnight show, too, for all the people that are night owls, you know? And let's pull
That's
them all
right.
on. What the heck?
Yeah. I'll let you close out your show. It just came to me. Sorry for interrupting.
Nope, that's okay. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around. Start thinking for yourself.
God bless each and every one of you. If you want to know about me or my past or know why I'm talking about the things I am, you can go to Amazon.com and purchase a book that was written about me. It's called Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. If you'd like a discount on the book, or if you can't afford to purchase the book and you really want a copy, contact me at joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, and I would be more than happy to send you a free copy if you are financially strapped. Thank you very much. Good night, everyone, and God bless you.
because I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways,
Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is going to fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again.
Tonight, everyone, if you have a show idea or you have a suggestion, I welcome all opinions and suggestions. Contact me at joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. Thank you. Good night.